Okay, hello everyone. This is Kenji here in beautiful Sedona, and it's another one of our monthly membership calls. We have added, for your benefit, a Q&A call roughly 2 weeks after the first Wednesday's call. So you want to get on that. That will be more of, well, we'll do some selected topics perhaps to talk about, and you can ask me questions and I'll respond. So it won't be so much a personal reading kind of a thing, but it'll be more answering your metaphysical questions and concerns. Everything from politics to earth changes. Okay. And you probably know we're going to add a very new feature offer starting May 1st. And this is going to be an interdimensional weekly gathering in my inner plane temple kind of a gathering where we will present the teachings and start training you in everything from conscious out-of-body travel to understanding the enlightenment process, the ascension process, New Earth energetics. So it won't be so much of a healing gathering. It's going to be more teaching. And we're going to invite certain ascended masters and our archangels from time to time to present as well. So it won't just be me doing it. And it'll be live in a sense of you can tune into it at any time. If you miss it during your sleep time at 4 a.m. your local time, you can meditate anytime after the fact and tune in and receive the teachings. And it'll be recorded in your Akashic Records, so you can get to it any time. But it'll be every Tuesday at 4 a.m. your local time, and hopefully everyone will be sleeping. So for you night owls, you'll have to go to bed a little bit earlier. That includes me. All right. So the first slide there. And this is regarding overcoming adversity in your life. So just tap in and see what this is triggering inside of you, in your emotional body, in your physical body. You can relate to these. So these photos that I searched for, I couldn't find too many tears of joy and happiness. And that goes to show you where mainstream media is at. But we're going to ask you to tap into all of your unexpressed tears, the pain of which you never expressed to anybody. You just held it in your emotional body. So now is the time, because you're probably all alone where you are, just allow your body to begin to express the unspoken, the unexpressed tears from your past. This could be also past lifetimes. Now take a deep breath. We're going to go to another slide now. Remember when you were little, kind of a toddler, or a baby, 2 years old, 2.5, and you wanted to cry and maybe you didn't, or maybe you did and maybe you cried a lot. So what were these tears about? Part of it is not being able to express yourself through your little body, that you were learning language and walking and all of that. So perhaps early on, you had a lot of emotions that you just had a hard time expressing to your parents. Now, interesting, this photo here, it's the right eye that's tearing up more than the left. So that would indicate, generally speaking, the masculine part of you. Maybe that really never got permission to be expressive. All right, here's another one. Take a deep breath. You remember doing something like this at about, I don't know what, 8 years old, 9 years old, maybe 10, elementary school age. So what do you think she's crying about? She's cupping her face with her left hand, her feminine side. Who knows? I don't know if she's looking at a scene or just staring out in space. So what is this bringing up for you? Let the feelings come. No judgment on the emotions that are coming up. This is a call for some really nice deep purging. Actually, since we're doing this emotional level here, we're going to call in the magnetics here for you. These are probably sound magnetics that are going to be triggering your magnetic field, which has a deep tie into your emotional body. So you may start to feel some tingling or some sensations on the bottom half of your body. Just whatever comes, let it flow. Take a deep breath. Let's go to another one. What might this girl be crying about? Just tap into that picture and see if you resonate with her tears. And why do you cup your face when you start to cry? What is that all about? Trying to hide the face because you're embarrassed? Oh, that's right. Little girls shouldn't cry in public. That one. Now, remember, from this call, you may have some emotional releases tonight, tomorrow, this whole week. Perhaps this will be normal. Okay, deep breath. Let's have another one here. Now, this young lady is in deep contemplation, perhaps. Maybe on the verge of sobbing, but in deep thought. Oh, what? Just broke up with her boyfriend? Ooh, maybe one of her parents died. Maybe she just feels alone in the world. Can't relate. Can't relate, man. Holy jeans. She's got holy jeans. That's a good sign. Comedy team here. Okay. Let's shift to the next photo. Deep breath. This could be anything. Holding flowers. Her aura looks a little bit discombobulated, huh? Yep, not quite coherent. So, probably many things going on in her life. Could be a self-portrait. Okay, remember that one. Deep breath here. You could enlarge these slides too. I don't know what icon to do that with. This is a statue. So, when was the last time you did one of these? Oh, man, what the heck? Just want to give up. Whew, got too heavy. I got the flowers in my hand, but they're wilting. Ah, did I get rejected? Oh, what's going on here? These pictures also represent on an archetypal level. states of emotions that are universal. Okay, deep breath. Here comes a big one now. Next one. Looks like the house is on fire. Yeah, that would make anybody cry. So, if you had a loss, like on this level, let the emotions come. Big loss here. Maybe his parents died in the fire, or his doggy, or the kitty, or the parakeet. You notice in all these pictures, the people are alone and shedding the tears. Yeah, deep breath on this one. Okay, here's another one. Maybe these are tears of regarding the suffering of humanity and the injustices that people do to one another. Perhaps these are universal tears of sadness, perhaps a little despair, hopelessness. Okay, here's another one. Tap in, tune in. Okay, here's another one. Now, what are these tears about? And as you know, tears are also cleansing for the body. It's the body's way of releasing emotional stress. Here's a symbolic one. Whoops, this is, we're not quite wanting it. Okay, well, let's go to one more. This is, we'll do this one again. So here we go. Here's one more statue. Or did we have that one? We had that one already. Okay. So we're going to go back now to this one. A smiley face tear. Now begin to shift your energy. And begin to feel and remember your tears of joy and happiness that perhaps wasn't quite fully expressed. Overcoming adversity. We've all had our share of adversity. I've only met a few people in my whole life here on the planet where they had no hardships at all. It was like a rest life. It was like a fun life. Maybe three, I'm just guessing, maybe three people my whole life. Yes, and you do get to have rest lives, you know. You can have every now and then a life where you don't have to do too much but just enjoy. And everything comes to you. You can have those in your next life. You can come back and have a rest life. And own a house on the beach, out in somewhere in the tropical islands in the Pacific. And just do your thing with nature. Okay. Here's another one. Looks like it's at the wedding or something, eh? Remember when you went to a wedding and saw your good friends getting married? Here's another one. Bridesmaid, maybe. Oh, it's a Shutterstock photo. Oh, I wasn't supposed to upload those because those are advertising photos. Okay, we have two more here, so take a deep breath. And here's another one. Looks like some kind of gathering in the park. Millennial gathering. And then the last one is what you see on TV if you're into sports. They must have won the Super Bowl. So we're going to go back and we're going to put up this animated slide here. We'll leave it up for the rest of the call in case you want to come back to that occasionally and see your little smiley face and your tears. All right, let me see now. Where am I going from here? Oh, I'm going back to here. All right, so type in your comments you're sharing here, you webcasters. Oh, don't tell me we've got shy people on the webcast tonight. All right, so we're going to go to the phone lines. Okay, so star 2 to raise your hand and just share. All right. Wait a minute. That's me. Let's see. Okay. Star 2. Oh, there you go. Okay. It's Rick again.
Kenji, it's not Rick. It's
Kim.
There you went louder. You were really soft there.
Yeah, that's okay. So I feel like I'm talking to a rock star. I'm so impressed with all the work that you do, and I'm so happy for the community. Thank you so much. I joined in October, but I discovered you with Jennifer, and then
Jennifer,
McLean.
Way back when.
Yeah, and then World Pooja right after Jennifer. I discovered.
Oh, that was
World
my very
Pooja
first thing on the internet. World Pooja, yeah.
Really cool.
I was quite
really
nervous
cool.
for those two series. I did a total of 28 shows, and I was nervous the first time doing something like that.
I'm really enjoying listening to the ones that are the bonus for the members at the bottom of the page. So we're on episode 13, I think, and waiting for 14.
Okay.
So what I was gonna ask Kenji is, so do you think we're on a prison planet?
If we knew the history, I have some knowing of the history, the dark history of this planet that goes back millions of years, many rises of civilizations, and it's bizarre. This whole pattern that was set up, it's so bizarre. I mean, you couldn't even make sci-fi movies. Well, they're trying to depict that kind of stuff, but yeah you go, really? And what was God allowing? What was God thinking about this? It's like, really? So, yes, in one way, we have become captives here. And we're kind of, it's like the movie The Matrix. That was way ahead
so
of
what
its
about,
time.
Yeah, so what about the event? What about the new Earth? Do you know about the event? Do you know about
the... Well, it's not going to come all of a sudden. I feel it's going to be gradual because people can't take that level of massive change all at once. They would freak out and go into panic.
Yeah.
What
about forced reincarnation? Somebody said, like, forced reincarnation, that we have been, basically... I mean, I don't remember a lot, but I remember about 21 of my past lives. So that might be a lot. And I remember, I didn't want to come back. I told them I didn't want to come back. I was forced to come back.
You were forced to come back by whom?
This, a council.
Uh-huh.
Of me. A council
of
me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to come back.
No, I have to. Come on. Let me just go to Venus. Let me go any place but Earth. Come on.
That's right.
Jeez.
So some people on YouTube, really, they're saying there was a war in heaven and that last year in March, and they literally broke the cycle of reincarnation, and so now you don't have to come back if you don't want to. You used to have to come back, no matter whether you wanted to or not. But I do pretty clearly remember I did not want to come back this lifetime.
Yeah. Welcome back, dear. there was
I'm hoping to get past it. Okay, so what about we're at the end of the Kali Yuga, but we're at the beginning of the Sat Yuga, and the Maharishi, Yogi said, what did he say? That by 2025 would be at the beginning of the Sat Yuga, which is a beginning of a new age. You think that's happening?
Well, we are. We're in the, I believe, the first phase of New Earth consciousness.
Yeah.
And the thing about forced incarnation, look at it this way. So you made the ultimate decision to come back and choose your parents. Now, maybe your council talked you into it. Who knows? And you got to remember, sometimes these councils, maybe they make mistakes occasionally. Who knows? And maybe they don't get it accurately right, everything, all the time. But since you have free will and free choice, you make the final decision on coming here. Now, mind you, coming here is probably the greatest graduate school ever invented in creation. And when you graduate from this graduate school, man, you'll be able to go anywhere and breeze through whatever's going on whatever planet or system.
Yeah.
So we chose this hard school of hard knocks.
We
could learn. You know, if you were incarnated in paradise, you would get lazy.
Yeah, maybe.
You would. And you would get bored. You would get bored.
Maybe.
And you would go, okay, I need some lessons here. So here we go, Earth. But getting back to finish up the thought of being stuck in the Matrix, we got to be like Keanu Reeves, and we got to wake up, get resurrected, and pull ourselves out of this level of control and manipulation. And everything that you see on the news, don't believe, pretty much. Human interest stories, yes, but pretty much everything you read or watch or listen to is not accurate or true. And it's designed to keep all of us in distraction and fear of the real purpose here.
Yeah.
So all we need to do is stay connected with that love energy, that joy energy, the oneness. And no matter what happens, we're going to move through it. If we lose our connection with the quantum, then it's going to be really hard. And we'll have a lot of tears to shed at some point.
Kenzie, I have a confession. The reason I really joined, and it was insomnia. But and you've joked before about going to sleep with so many women.
Yeah.
You have. Yes. I mean, it's so good. It's like I'm having a problem, right, going to sleep. Okay, put Kenzie on. I'll be asleep within an hour.
Well, that's why I can't sleep at night. So all you guys are in bed with me, and it's like, no wonder.
That's absolutely true. And I don't judge myself at all for that. But I do make an effort to always listen to it again to see if I can get any words out of it and make sure I didn't lose anything completely. But yeah, I mean, it's really good, Kenzie. Thank you. The energy.
You're welcome.
Really great.
I just had an insight. So it's for everybody. So when you listen to these calls or any activation, listen to it with your unconscious or your subconscious or your superconscious.
Yeah.
Don't listen to it with your conscious self. So just create the intention that you're going to receive this on an unconscious level or unseen level.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you very much for sharing that, Rick.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Kinji. Yeah, I'm so proud of everything that you're doing, and yeah, I'm looking forward to the new Dream Warrior work or whatever you're calling it. But I'm excited.
Dreamtime. Dreamtime teachings, yeah.
Yeah.
And so you're going to, you guys, when you do that, you're going to use the symbol of my temple that my friend Sharon did for me in 1986 in Tucson. I asked her when we did a trade to draw my temple, my healing temple, and she came up with that on her own. And so I just connected the dots. Oh, okay, so this is actually the temple we're going to do the Dreamtime stuff in, right? So that's at least on the fifth dimension. So that'll be your focus. So just use that image as an activator to take you into Dreamtime, completely leave your body so it can recharge and regenerate and heal itself at night, and go have fun for 60 Earth minutes, which might seem like a very long time on the inner planes. Like it might seem
so
like
wonderful.
Days. Yeah. And
so
then we're going to have
We are leaving the Kali Yuga, right? We are leaving. We're exiting the Kali Yuga. I mean, eventually the Sat Yuga has to... Okay, good.
But here's
I mean,
the thing,
it doesn't have to be 10 years, but or 5, but or 7, but I'd take it.
Yeah. It's going to be a while. We have to be patient with the military and politics and the shadow government to make choices, different choices.
You know, one of the things I do for fun is I put long stem daisies and flowers inside of all of the M16 barrels. So I just do that for fun. Like, or I imagine if there's a or if there's a rocket like exploding, then I imagine it's confetti and flower petals like over this ocean.
Yeah,
so I just do that for fun.
That helps the astral plane to shift.
Yeah, I think,
so that's good.
And
flower power.
Absolutely. And don't you think that wouldn't you agree that Seth said this, that the dreams that we have, the apocalyptic dreams that we have, are actually cathartic, a kind of catharsis that actually prevents that kind of reality manifesting on a 3D plane that we actually have. That's what he said, which is pretty interesting. Seth from Jane Roberts, right?
Yeah,
those apocalyptic dreams actually help making sure it doesn't happen here. And I think that's pretty powerful. I think that's exciting.
Well, you have to remember that everything is acted out on the astral plane, and that's why you have these bizarre movie makers doing these sci-fi, kill 'em, you know, all that kind of stuff. So they're acting it out, so hopefully it doesn't physically manifest. Yeah, so that's correct. So, you know, when you guys have your astral dreams, not that we recommend you do that, but if you have them, like nightmares and stuff, don't worry about it. It's like, you are releasing that energy. You're helping humanity to release that energy. Just remember, don't get caught in the dream state, anybody else's dreams.
Yeah, so and that's what you have to, like, one of the things you're going to have to do when you start talking about this, and that's something that I'm not clear about it myself, is the difference between, like, the lower astral planes and the higher etheric planes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not quite sure, like, I'm not quite sure which part is stickier and which part isn't stickier.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
so
that's pretty obvious, the lower part. But just the astral plane in general, you don't want to get caught in that, because that's the muck and the mire.
Yeah.
That's everybody's fears playing out.
Yeah. It's kind of like, it's kind of like Dante's Inferno.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like hell.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. So remember, as...
take another thought.
Ramtha mentioned one time in a presentation that, he basically... he understood that what we call hell is self-created. And so when people believe when they die, when their body dies, because they were not a totally righteous person in the physical life, that they're going to go to hell because that's what they were taught. So they will go to some level of some kind of self-created hell until they turn around and accept the help of the angels that will lead them
another
into...
thought.
Huh?
Yeah, and think another thought.
Yeah.
There are certain Catholics teach that believe that hell is the absence of God, but we all know that we're God in there.
Yeah.
And we just have to turn around and accept ourselves as God. You know?
Oh, blasphemous thought. Oh, my God. Okay. We better mute you now. You're listening. They're listening, and they're going, oh, my God, we got to get rid of this lady here. We got to get rid of this Rick Trowbridge person. Okay, thank you. Comedy team is here, folks. Okay.
Oh,
going to meet you now. Thank you.
Yes.
Rick.
Yes.
Okay, star 2, to raise your hand, you guys that are on the phone, or I'm going to pick you. Star 2, raise your hand. And Rick can unhold her hand. I don't know if it's star 6. I have no idea since I'm never on that end. But there's a star button to press to put your hand down. Okay. So star 2 to raise your hand. You guys on the phone. Hey, Michael. I'm going to pick Michael. We got to introduce Michael. He changed his name from Mike. I'm going to unmute you, Michael. Michael is a new team member, so you guys, welcome Michael. He's going to do a fantastic job, man. This guy is way cool. He's a millennial kid. Yeah, compared to me. Okay, Michael, what do you want to share?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, cool.
Oh, wait a minute. I've got a little bit of an echo. Are you on your computer as well?
Oh, let's take the speaker off.
Okay, yeah, we have a Bluetooth speaker on. We're going to turn it off.
Okay, and everybody say hi to Savannah.
Okay, that
Yay,
might be better.
I love these guys. They're very cool.
Can you hear me now?
I'm still hearing my echo. That's weird.
Oh, let's get headphones.
We're going to get some headphones. In the meantime, I'll put it quiet.
Let me see. I'm going to listen to my voice. And wait. Okay, we're okay now. Well, no, wait a minute. I just heard my echo. Why am I... How come I have an echo?
Here, got some headphones.
Hey, Michael, you're the tech expert.
Here we go.
Now, I don't know if you dropped yourself. I don't hear anything in the background here.
All right, here we go.
Well, I can hear you now. You're softer in volume.
Is that better?
I can hear you, okay. You're clear. And
awesome.
There's no echo. Okay. So you fixed it. Okay.
Yeah.
Michael, would you like to share? Yeah.
I love this. This is the first question-answer session that I've been to.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved hearing from, I don't know if it was Rick or who that last caller was,
yeah.
talking about this new Earth, because we all chose to incarnate at this moment in time, which is a great shift in this Earth plane. And so it's really special to have you, Kenji. What I'm curious about is I just got this angel book written by Solera,
mm-hmm.
and in it, I was curious about your last name,
mm-hmm.
or the last name that you chose,
mm-hmm.
Kumara, I believe it's pronounced,
mm-hmm.
Because in it, it talks about Kumara, and I was curious, you know, how that came about, if you chose that name, and what the meaning is.
Yeah, I legally changed to Kumara when I moved to Seattle in 2002. And it represents, that move represented a new phase of my life. It was hard my whole time being in Seattle. It was rather difficult as far as business-wise and creating my practice, my business and everything. But I learned a whole lot and went through all kinds of stuff from bankruptcy to almost going homeless again and all that stuff. But staying with the subject of tonight about adversity and the unspoken tears,
Yes.
So the new Earth, now there are planets that are being settled with wildlife and vegetation, if you will. There are no inhabitants on it yet. It might take some time, but there are physical, or we consider more physical, like fifth dimensional Earths that are being settled so that we can incarnate on them. And that would be like our paradise on Earth. This Earth here, or this timeline of this Earth, may take a while to acclimate itself to the transition. But it doesn't matter, because we have a choice on whatever timeline that we want to tune into. So we have those possibilities. So we can see the Earth falling apart and going into chaos. We can also see it birthing more beauty and cooperation and harmony. So we can't buy into other people's perception about reality, and that's going to be the hard part for each of us. Whose truth are you going to buy into? And what truth is your truth and nobody else's? So ultimately, we have to go. We got a new person on the phone line. Welcome. We have to tap into our own knowing of our truth. And so if we believe that the power of love is the greatest power in all of creation, then that is how it's going to be. And you will begin to see a world where that expresses itself. So don't shed tears over what you see going on in the news. Because as you know, on the ultimate level, that is all playing out as an illusion. And since nobody ever dies, there's no death. But remember, you're going to carry your awareness with you when you leave here. Wherever you're at on an awareness level, that's what you're going to take with you. Death, there's no pain in death. It's like birth. It can be the most exquisite experiences of your earth life, being born and leaving. So they want you to believe that death is painful, and either you're going to go to heaven or you're going to go to hell. There's no in between. And if you don't accept this dead man on the cross thing, we're making light of that. If you don't buy into that, then it's way better, as they say in Hawaii. Mo beta. Mo beta. So just realize all the suffering that you experience, the tears, getting stuck in the adversity of things, that's not real. But it's your learning lesson. It's your learning in how to transcend all the muck and the mire. And then when you begin to master that, and we're not saying that you're going to be perfect in that, when you begin to master that, then you will teach that, because there'll be other millennials that are going to want to really know, because they may get confused. They may lose direction. They may lose their focus. And actually, millennial generations, that's like about 38 and under, they started coming in actually in waves and groups in 1975. So that would make them whatever, 25 plus 18. Of course, there are those like myself that are kind of like renegades, and we don't fit the mold. We come in when we want to. Forget this group wave thing. I didn't come in now. Oh, whoops, I came in 50 years too early. Oh, but I can't change now. Oh, God. All right. So, anyway, getting back to adversity. Look at adversity as a teacher that's showing you. And adversity could be anything as simple as if you're a parent and you've got a crying baby that won't stop crying. Okay, what are you going to do? So that's a rhetorical question. But you'll know. Okay, comments, Michael. Oh, I see Jan's on the line. From Hawaii. So we have Hawaii energy here.
So to chat about adversity real quick, right now on my evolutionary journey, I'm finding that there are moments when I'm with Savannah and something's coming up, but I'm finding it challenging to express emotion or to cry or to release.
Yes.
And maybe that's a male thing. I'm not sure. It's like I want to, but it's just not coming out.
Okay, good. Hey, so you guys, I'm not going to unmute you guys, but I want you to send Michael, who's in somewhere in Southern California, correct?
Yes, Agora Hills.
Okay, so we're going to send him or give him permission to be emotionally expressive with Savannah and anybody else that he so chooses to be emotionally expressive with. So you have permission to just be expressively, uniquely you. And the soul wants your personality to experience all of the emotions, just not get stuck in it. So Savannah, you give Michael, this is kind of like an ongoing thing, just give him permission to share. Give him permission to feel and to share anger when he's mad and upset, tears when he's sad or joyful, love when it's there, joy, all of that stuff. See, so part of the matrix of control is men act a certain way, women act a certain way, and that's it. Stick with the mold. So this is unconscious. So, Michael, if your parents had any of these kind of beliefs that they never shared with you, you still pick it up and you react to it on some level without knowing it. So you understand that kids will act like their parents or they'll rebel against their parents. So boys generally will relate to dads, and they'll pick up dad's mannerisms, beliefs, habits, macho stuff, all of that stuff. And women will do the same thing with their moms. It's more rare that boys will emulate their moms and girls their dads. Somehow same sex feels safer to little kids. But just know that we have been imprinted by all of our parents' thoughts, feelings, and emotions, especially unsaid ones. Like, I'll give you an example. And those of you that are kind of like, well, not quite as old as me, but are having to deal with your parents, kind of getting up in age and maybe have to take care of them and all that kind of stuff. And it's pretty much in every culture. But my parents never said anything about this. But what was expected emotionally was for the kids to take care of their parents in their older age. And it's agreement. It doesn't mean you have to, but it's expected. It's culturally expected that you take care of your parents at some point. And that may be the hardest lesson of your life. That is challenging. I had to do it with my mom. But you have the knowing and the strength to move through any kind of adversity. So is that helping your query, Michael?
It is, yes. Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
All right. Does quiet Savannah want to share anything or ask a question?
Hi, Kenji.
Hi.
I just wanted to share how exciting it is that it's so easy for all of us to tune into the same frequency. Like, what you've just shared is exactly what Michael and I have been talking about, and we're actually living under his parents' roof right now. So we're experiencing a lot of this stuff coming up where we see similarities, and we've just spent some time under my parents' roof before we came here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a lot of that reflection and releasing and that trying to help our parents find the joy that we're seeking.
Yeah.
And so in
exactly.
a sense, trying to take care of them from a different perspective, but not feeling like the karma between us has been completed. And so the attempt to help is almost premature in the fact that, like, we haven't fully stepped into a space where we can more, like, we're helping. Like, everything is subconsciously really changing our relationships and their experience of reality as well as ours. But it's interesting you bring that up. Long, lot of words. Thank you. And then I also wanted to share with you that since you showed me that painting of your temple, I've been so inspired to create my own temple, and so much stuff has been changing in my own life in regards to healing and opening up a lot of my upper chakras that I thought were already like very open. And
yeah.
I've been experiencing a lot of pain in my forehead and the top of my head. And through this process, I'm feeling a lot of full body healing and like excitement for what I'm going, like how I'm going to express my creativity. And I wanted to share that your Dream Temple has already assisted in my own transformation.
Oh, yeah, that's what it's about. And I love art. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very nice. Thank you for sharing that. So just to add the thing with your parents. So staying with your parents is going to bring up all your childhood stuff. So that's very good in that sense. So you have a time to work it out. Just be honest with them and say, oh, okay, so here's why we're at your house to work out all our stuff.
Yeah.
So thank you very much. And then you have the opportunity to work on any stuff you have with us, you know, raising us and disciplining us and all of that. And you want to thank your parents. You want to thank them a lot for bringing you into this world and raising you, however you agreed or disagreed with how they did that. Parents need to know from their kids that they're very much appreciated.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's very relevant right now. It's, it is bringing up a lot, and we're like with me, I've successfully, or I feel success and like accomplishment in regards to how my dad and I are completing our karma and like being really honest with ourselves and not apologizing for how we felt about each other over the course of our life together in this lifetime.
Yes.
But with my mother, I'm really struggling. And when I did try to come into this space with her, this was a couple weeks ago, it was at the very end of March, that I went on a walk with her, and I drove to her city so I could spend time with her in the morning with just her. And I shared that, and like she's not on a spiritual journey that she's aware of. Like obviously she is on a path and I see her transforming and opening up, but there's a lot of resistance to what I'm doing on my path because it's similar to my father's and he's just left her. So there's like a lot of triggering in regards to like me being on his side and not hers.
Yeah.
And it was a conversation in which emotionally I have never felt so fragmented and confused and all over the place. And I feel like it was like there was so much mirroring and I couldn't tell what was mine and what was hers.
Yeah.
And it was like one of the most interesting experiences I've had in my life so far. And I did try to bring in, like, at the end of our conversation, we both brought in that, like, thank you for being there for me. Like that gratitude was kind of what we needed to share with each other so that we could go on with our day. But I wonder if you have any advice in regards to that. Like, maybe what she actually suggested was that we needed a little bit of time apart, like loving time apart. And I almost feel like that's very true. Like I'm not in a space to be that for her yet and have her be what she needs to be for me right now.
Yes.
What do you think based on what I've shared?
Well, what you shared on this call, you can share with her and your dad and with Michael. Just be honest. Honesty is the best policy, you know, that old phrase. Just be honest and transparent with your parents because, you know, they may not know your fears. They may not know what makes you afraid or intimidate you on an emotional level. It'd be very enlightening for them to see how you work internally. You know, how you deal with heavy emotions, how you deal with problems and all that. You know, if you just look at it this way, this is for everybody. So if you're in a situation where you want to enhance your communication with another person, do it in meditation on a soul level first. So you communicate with the person, your thoughts. And they will receive it on a soul level. And then that way, when you do it physically, you've already set the groundwork for a nice connection and conversation. Is that making sense?
I'm writing this down, so I'm so quiet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for you millennial generation kids, Yeah, you want to be honest without any energy, without any emotional projection towards the other person. See, and that's an art itself. That's something that you have to work on every day. How do you communicate without projecting and dumping on somebody? You just practice it. You have to have the desire to be neutral in a way, which doesn't mean uncaring, doesn't mean being unemotional. It just means you're not attached. You're not attached to outcome. You're just sharing where you're coming from, and then you let the other person make a decision or a judgment, if you will, on that. So rule of thumb is don't try to convince anybody of anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's amazing. Because when, like, I try to practice this often, and I find myself becoming more consistent in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I felt I was ready to have this conversation with her, because I've been waiting for us to have this kind of, like, I want a friendship with her.
Yeah.
Rather than this, like, friction. And I thought I was ready for that, and I just, like, exploded. Like, I was trying to convince her, so I was emotionally projecting it, and it was bouncing right off her.
Yeah.
It was something I hadn't experienced in months, so this is my...
So do it in the meditation. When you meditate, communicate with her in meditation. That's mm-hmm. the key. And then she'll come around just on her own. And you'll probably end up going, oh, wow, Mom.
I'm excited to do this.
Yeah, that could be your creative homework.
Yeah, I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you for joining us tonight.
Of course, thank you for having me.
No, you're welcome. Savannah is a youngster. God, she's a youngster. Very cool. Okay, we'll take one more. Let me see. Let me go to the webcast for the short, for the very shy webcasters. If you got something posted, I'll respond. And, okay, hi, Jan. Jan says, this is so cool that you're talking about this. My son goes to New Earth. He goes to New Earth like it's a, like an academy or something, to help build things and get it ready. Wow, and how old is your son? Type that in, Jan. That's really cool. See, these kids, man, you know, they're pretty aware. That's really cool. That's really nice. He's one of the New Earth builders. Yeah, all right. That's very nice. So, Jan, is there anything you wanted to ask before we get into this activation, which will be about moving through adversity? Let's see. She didn't post anything yet. All right, let me go back to the phone. We'll take one more phone caller. Oh, there she goes. She's raising her hand. Okie dokie, you're on, Jan from Hawaii.
Hey, Kenji.
Hey.
Yeah, so my son is 19 now.
Okay.
Yeah, and he awakened when he was 14, right?
Yeah.
And, yeah, so he, you know, it's the whole idea, because you can't see it, you know, it's kind of hard to grasp, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so he goes up there. He tending his vegetable farms. He's helping them build. I've asked him things like, what is the energy like there? How is there, like, electricity or what? He's like, well, no, there's they actually use crystal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to generate energy.
Mm-hmm.
And, so different types of vegetables up there. He's trying to explain to me how the vegetables taste like, or the fruits. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Send some to Earth.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, tell him for me, he's doing a great job. And bring mm-hmm. home some of those New Earth vegetables to Mom.
I know.
In the dream state. You could taste it in the dream state.
Yeah.
All right. So I have an idea. Yeah, I have an idea what we're going to do for the activation. Okay, thanks, dear. We're going to start now.
Okay.
So I'm going to mute you. Okie dokie. All right. So you guys get set. Invite your pets to listen to this as well. Okay, this is going to be about transcending adversity and mastering your tears. and giving yourself permission to be expressive in a world that doesn't like that. All right? So adversity is like resistance. It's like the collective consciousness, tribal consciousness resistance to big change and resistance to people being happy and joyful and strong. All right, so relax the body through the breath. You can lie down if you wish. So let's use the breath to focus. One pointed focus into the solar plexus. And begin to release all that built up tension, emotional tension that you're holding in your belly, in your solar plexus. You don't have to know what it is. You can feel it as you let it go. Just let it go for the moment. We're going to call in the pillars of light for the four corners of your room. We're going to call in the Council of 14. We're going to call in the energies of Venus, Sanat Kumara. The lineage, the Kumara lineage, in alliance with the Hathors and certain Melchizedek orders, along with certain angelic presences like Metatron and certain beings of light such as Yeshua, Mary Magdalene, Ruth from the Bible, Lord Adonis from the Greek tradition, Antonio, quantum physics. So as we gather in this conclave of light, feel that cocoon of light beginning to form around your body. Now, allow your spine to receive this vertical alignment through the pillars of light. So it's going to begin to stir up congestion in your spine. That could be your neck, could be the base of the skull, it could be any part of your neck, C1, C2, your atlas, your axis, vertebrae, C1, C2, could be C7, base of your neck that connects up to T1, your thoracic, and your sacrum, your coccyx, your tailbone. If your body feels the urge to sit upright, let it sit upright. If you need to stretch a bit, stretch without straining any muscles in your body. So we're going to breathe in relaxation. Take a deep breath in, relaxing the whole brain, relaxing pineal, pituitary, thalamus, relaxing your forehead muscles, your eyelid muscles, your tongue, your jaw, relaxing your shoulders, your fingers, your toes, your thighs, your calves. As you relax, the body becomes more awake and alert. All right, so we're going to clear our field. Take a deep breath of the violet light, and we're going to release all cords, binding, and attachments from other people, places, and things. We're going to let go of everybody's projections in your field. We're going to release any effects from chemtrails, electromagnetic static, from everything that we call technology. We're going to let go of geopathic stress that may be in the grid lines of the earth that have affected your magnetic field. Just let it go. Okay, we're going to connect with the Earth Mother. We're going to anchor and ground deep into the crystals of the earth. into the heart chakra of the earth, which can be like a big, beautiful gemstone of light. And we're going to connect up with the inner city of light called Agartha, the beings of light that live there, the animals that live there, the inner city of light, deep within the higher dimensions of the earth. Feel their support, their love, their support, their caring for your incarnation. Now, also take a deep breath and release through your chakra system and your mind, your mental body, the need to resist adversity, big changes, transformation, childhood issues, birthing issues, any resistance that you may have unconsciously to change and healing. Just let it go through the out-breath. Make sure you're relaxed in your wrist and your hands and your toes. As the body relaxes, it becomes more awake. Okay, we're going to call in your guardian angel to stand right behind you or to be right next to you. And we're going to call in your inner child to receive the blessings. And we're going to give permission to your inner child to express the tears. Tears of joy, tears of sadness, tears of anger, tears of frustration. Tears of not being understood. Tears of conflict. And this can go into past lives. In alternative lifetimes, parallel realities. Relaxing the body. Okay, now take another deep breath, and from the solar plexus, as you anchor with the energies of the heart chakra of the earth, you're going to bring your awareness up into the heavens, so to speak, into the heavenly realms. Increase your connection, make stronger your connection with all that is, with the great central sun energies, with the heart of the galaxy, with your I Am presence. Now, from your solar plexus, you're going to own the space to the right of you and to the left of you, and all around you, own that space. This is my space. Own all of your abilities in this space. It's your talents. It's your life skills. It's your creativity. It's your inner knowing. It's your truth. Own it. And keep your awareness in the center of this field, this space. Now, take a deep breath into that part of your brain that connects your left hemisphere with your right hemisphere. And just bring awareness there. And feel appreciation, gratitude, and this vibration of joy and beauty stimulating your corpus callosum, that part that is a connector of your hemispheres. and actually feel in your brain that your brain is becoming more coherent. It's healing the separation of left and right, male and female, the duality part. It's healing the conflict between thoughts and emotions. Then move into the center part of your brain and feel in this now moment, the now moment. Feel the now moment right there in the center of your brain. It's like a feeling of timelessness, spaciousness, oneness, expansion. Now, connect that feeling, that vibration, with the center of your heart, with your still point. Allow this feeling of stillness to expand within your heart. And let this feeling extend out into all your relationships that you've ever had and that you will have in the quantum zone of possibility. Extend, radiate the sense of stillness. We call this eternal peace. Let it extend out into every aspect of your life here on the earth, into your business, all your relationships, into everything that you do. Extend it to all peoples that you know, past, present, and future. You can envision pink and gold and the feeling of said vibrations, the feeling of love and joy, gratitude, appreciation, unconditionally expressing this creativity into your universe. At the same time, own the power within your solar plexus. Now, move this vibration into your liver. Into your kidneys. Into your pancreas. Into your spleen, into your small intestines, large intestines and colon? Into your gallbladder? Into your thyroid gland? Into your adrenals? Into your thymus? Into your reproductive organs, your bladder, your appendix, your duodenum. Deep breath into the lungs, into the eyes, into the optic nerve, into your inner ear canal, into the brainstem, and then take a deep breath down from the brainstem, down through your dura tube, inside your spine, all the way down to your sacrum. And take a deep breath, let the energies come out of the palms of your hands, and the bottoms of your feet. Take a deep breath into the chakras of the feet. Okay, breathe in stability for your feet chakras. And the ability to walk lightly upon the planet. To walk with the light upon the planet. Casting no shadows. Now, open up chakras in your hands and your wrists. Receive the blessings now into the hand chakras. We're going to call forth on a spiritual level. So as you move even further into the quantum, bring your awareness through a golden arc of light. Take a deep breath and deeper into the oneness. Let your body go completely. It'll still stay attached with the silver cord. Bring your focus into the oneness, and you're going to call forth the spirit of someone that you are having perhaps a challenge with in communication, in relationships. Call forth the spirit of that person. And from your cosmic heart to their cosmic heart, from your soul spirit to theirs, in a state of oneness, encircled in a cocoon of divine light, ask the soul now of this person to receive your telepathic communication So you may take a few earth minutes and communicate with this person from the place of love and joy, exactly what you want to communicate. And when you are finished with your transmission, then you communicate to them that now you are receptive to receive their communication, soul to soul, heart to heart. So we will give you about 7 or 8 earth minutes. And we'll call you back when it's time to return. as you finish up, seal your field with the light of the Christ. Within and without, now, imagine with feeling that you're reaching up deep into your soul spirit in the oneness, and you are literally grabbing a piece of your creativity, your knowing, and you're going to bring it back down here to earth, and you're going to plant it somewhere under your feet. You're going to ground it into the earth, an aspect of your beautiful creativity. And you're going to nurture it. You're going to water it and feed it like you were a gardener. You're going to allow it to grow and to bloom, so you can harvest this energy in your summer and fall seasons on the earth. So a few more earth months, planting the seeds of your creation into this beautiful earth. And feel this energy spreading like a huge root system to all parts of the earth, to all parts of the globe, to all countries, to the mountains, to the seas, to the jungles, to the deserts, to all of the big cities and the small country towns. Knowing that you are grounding your spirit upon the planet, and that you are not of the earth, but you walk upon its skin. That you are here for a visit. A visitor from the stars. Now, communicate with your guardian angel at this moment. Anything you want your angel to know, you can give your angel an assignment. Could be helping you with a project. Or a new adventure. All in divine right timing. So as you come back to your body now, take a slow deep breath and begin to feel your body from head to toe. Down to the tips of your fingers, tips of your toes, tip of your nose, and your spine. Feel the space around your body. Feel the energies in your room. Feel the energies below you. Now, we're going to sign off now. But we would like you to stay in meditation for 5 more minutes and commune with your guardian angel. And your inner child. holding the vibration that you are moving through all levels of adversity with ease and grace, appreciation, gratitude, joy. And as you move through these levels of adversity, you are gaining the divine wisdom of your earth experience that you take back to God as your personal gift back to Creator. The effects from this activation will last for some time, as it is always live and organic, evergreen, non-GMO. Certified fair trade. Let the feeling of joy permeate every aspect of your earth expression. Know that you are always loved and supported by the unseen realms. And that the team, the cosmic team, sends to you their gratitude and appreciation for being a member of the Joyful Light Weavers membership. For you are a joyful light weaver. Weaving your love throughout the universes. So until next time, be of good cheer. Remember the blessings. Remember that you are loved. And that all of your efforts here on the earth plane are recorded in the ethers. So now step into all of your abundance, your prosperity, your success. Step right into it and feel that. Go for it. Do it. And above all else, be your true self. Within all things, within all situations, within all events, be the blessings. Namaste.